story.
Captain Underhill was a religious man, according to him anyway, and most folks took him at his word, but this is the rest of the story. In Captain Underhill's neighborhood, not many doors down, there lived a pleasant couple. The wife was young and beautiful, with a lively personality and a good sense of humor. The husband was rarely at home during the day. Their names are intentionally withheld here. At any rate, another of the captain's neighbors became suspicious, perhaps at the prompting of Mrs. Underhill. One afternoon, the captain was followed to the home of the beautiful young married woman with the sense of humor. Underhill was observed going inside the house. The door was heard to lock after being closed, and it remained closed for some time thereafter. By the time the captain emerged, there was no doubt in the snoopy neighbor's mind as to what was going on, and yet Underhill was not confronted with his indiscretion, not right away. That same secret observer continued to observe the captain. A predictable pattern was established. He, Underhill, returned to the young woman's house each day at the same time, departed each day just before the woman's husband came home. Finally, the captain was informed that which he thought he'd been hiding from the neighbors had in fact become a source of entertainment for them. But guess how Captain Underhill explained himself. He had claimed to be a religious man, remember? Well, he said that this beautiful young married woman had personal problems and that she needed his prayerful support. He insisted that all of those hours that he had spent in her house, all of those afternoons, the two of them had been praying together. Well, you can imagine how that explanation went over, especially after another neighbor lady accused the captain of coming on to her while stating piously that he wanted only to share God's love. Later, Underhill confessed, and he really did seem sorry for what he'd been doing. Instead, he might have used the excuse that he simply lived in a naughty neighborhood. And it was indeed a naughty neighborhood, a Melrose Place, and then some. Rampant adultery and otherwise sexual misbehavior among people of practically all ages, a lot of bigamy, men with more than one wife, women with more than one husband, extramarital group sex also. And there was wife beating in the neighborhood, and husband beating, desertion and divorce, incest and rape, even the murder of children, newborn out of wedlock. And dare I mention Tom Granger, who gave a new dimension to the term animal husbandry, with five sheep and two goats and two calves and one cow and one horse and a turkey. By those standards, Captain Underhill's indiscretion seems not much at all. But then, as surely you never knew, it was indeed a naughty neighborhood. In and around Plymouth Colony. Among the not-so-all-that-pure Puritans of New England more than 300 years ago. Now you know the rest of the story.